Omar Ule Leman de Omar Oshem Vadai Loiboi Yediye Betchile. Ule is going to say a haloche according to the man de Omar that an Oshem Vadai means Asham Gzeilois, Asham Meilois, Asham Shivcha Charufe. So according to the man de Yoma, that Oshem Vadai Loivoi Yediye Betchile, that one could bring a Kolben Oshem, even though he is not aware that he did the Chet, he is not sure that he did the Chet. That means that a Kolben Oshem is different than a Kolben Chatos. By a Kolben Chatos, it says in the Pasuk, Oy Hoida Elov Chatosoi, that the only way one can bring a Kolben is if he's aware that he did a Chet. If he's not aware that he did a Chet, he cannot bring a Kolben Chatos. We'll see how could Bechlawan bring a Kolben if he's not aware. There's a Shailov Chulun Lazore, but that we'll see in Rashi. But Ula says, according to the man de Omar that says, Oshem Vadai, and Oshem does not lay boy yediye bitchile, according to this man de Omar, Boal Chomesh be'ilois be'shivcha charufe, if a person was boil 5 times a shivcha charufe, and there was a yediye bein kol biye ubiye, Einei chayev ela achas, he will only be chayev one kol. So this sugya needs a lot of explanation, so we'll see Rashi. Rashi says as follows. Laman diyomar osham vadai loiboy yediyah. So there are two nikudas over here. First of all, we're speaking about a man diyomar that holds an osham is different than a chatos. And he holds that an Oshem does not need a Yediyah in order to bring a Kolben Oshem. So who is this man de Yoma? Zogt Rashi, Plukte der Abtar von Rabbi Akiva hi bekrisis beperik dam shchite. This Shaila, if one can bring an Oshem without knowing for sure that he was over a chet, is a machloikis Rabtar von Rabbi Akiva. What is the machlokes? Rabbi Kive mechayev al sofik meilois oshem tolik. This has nothing as yet to do with the machlokes. There's a new shaila. There's a machlokes Rabbi Kive and the Chachomim. We know that a chet, that one is chayev a chatos, if he was oiva b'shoigik, if he's mesupik, if he was oiva or not, he brings, in the meantime, an Oshem Toli. For example, a person had in front of him 2 pieces of fat. One was Chaylev and one was Shumin. He did not know this. And he ate one of the 2 pieces. He doesn't know, did he eat Chaylev, did he eat Shumin. If he would known Klal that he ate Chaylev, he would bring a Chatos. If he would known Klal that he ate Shumin, so he didn't do anything wrong. But he's mesupik if he ate chaylev or shumin. So the halacha is, till he'll find out, he needs also a kapara, because he was over a safek chet. So he brings an oshem toli. The oshem toli helps till he finds out if he really ate the chaylev. If he'll find out that he ate the chaylev, then he'll be mechuyev to bring a kolben chatos. But benkach or benkach, the Oshem Toli is megan all of mina peronis. This is the poshet etzir of Oshem Toli, and as we mentioned before, an Oshem Toli is brought by a chet that if he would have been oiver bevadei b'shoigik, he'd bring a kolben chatos. What halacha applies by asham me'iloi? Asham me'ilois, if a person is moil behegdish, he brings an oshem. A person is moil bemezid, there's a machlokes, Rebbe in the Rabbonon, if you're hizid bemila bemise, or hizid bemila bazore. He's not chayiv koris. B'shoigek, he's not chayev achatos, he's chayev an osham. This chet of osham me'ilois, is there also a haloche of osham toli? If he doesn't know, if he's misupik, if he was moil, is there a din of osham toli? Because this chet is not, is different than the chet of achilas chaylev. Because the chet of achilas chaylev, there that's the din, he's chayev amazed koris, b'shoigek chatos. There, there's a din of an oshem toli. By me'ile, there's no din of b'meizid koris. There's no din b'shoigi khatos. So there's a machloikis, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. Is there a din of oshem toli? Rabbi Kiva mechayev al sofik me'ilois oshem toli. Now what is the case? Uperushoi. Hayu lefonav shtei chatichos. He had in front of him two pieces of meat. Echot shel kodesh ve'echot shel chulin. Va'ochal achas mehen ve'eina yedeya eizei ochal. So Rabbi Kiva holds mevi osham toli. You bring an osham toli. The vowel is a sofik me'ile. Rabbi Kiva holds you bring an osham toli. The chachamim hold you did not bring an osham toli. There's no such korban as an osham toli. So you don't do anything according to the Chacham. The Mishnah continues. Umayde Rabbi Kiva, she'enay mevi es me'ilosoi. Even though Rabbi Kiva said that you bring an osham toli, but a kolben osham, me'ilosoi means the amount of money that he was moil, that he's mechuyif to pay, that means the halacha is when a person is moil behegdish. There's a din of keren v'chaymish. There's a din tashlumim to hegdish. He has to pay hegdish a keren, the amount he had stolen, the amount he had derived benefit, plus a chaymish, and then he brings a kolben osham. By this osham toloi, that he doesn't know b'chlal if he was moil behegdish, so even though Rabbi Kiva holds that he's mechuyev to bring a kolben on osham toloi, but the din keren v'chaymish, that only applies when he's a vaday moyel behegdish. Kloima, einay mishalim keren v'chaymish ad sheyivod aloi v'yovi imo asham ilois vaday. This he only has to bring when he'll find out that he was a moyel behegdish. So now he knows there's a chiyev mila, and then he'll bring the kolben osham, the asham me'ilais. So when he brings the kolben asham me'ilais, with this he brings a keren v'chaymish. Ki heiche, the osham toli the shar averis. So Rashi says, just like by the osham toli of other averis, the sofik koris, einay mechaper kapori gmure, is not mechaper a complete kapore. Urshi yivod alay, when he finds out the vadai choto mevi chato, then he has to bring the true kolben for the chet, avze, so also, kshi yivod alay, when he'll find out that he was takim moil behegdish, then yarzer viyovi osham to, osham vadai, then he'll bring an osham vadai. Well, we don't see anything yet. Lagabi the shaila, for osham vaday boy yidi. We don't see anything yet. We'll see soon. The vow we just learned that Rabbi Kiva holds that there's a din of by a sofik meile the zechi of osham toli, but when one brings the osham toli, he does not have to pay the keren v'chaymish. The keren v'chaymish he will only pay when he will bring the Oshem Vaday, if he finds out that he was Moil Begdish. Rabbi Talfin Noimer, Rabbi Talfin says, Ma loze mevi shtei ashamis. What is the purpose to bring two ashamis? So, we'll see soon what Rabbi Talfin holds. So Rashi explains, what is Rabbi Talfin asking all the time? By a suffix, if one was over, there's two kolbonis. First he brings an Oshem Toli. If he finds out, he brings a Chatos. So what is Rabbi Talfin asking? Malo ze meivi shtei ashomis. So Rashi explains, v'lo idomi la'oshem toli disofik chatos. Says, Rabbi Talfin would never ask this kashe by an oshem toli of a sofik chatos. Why? The awesome, a normal oshem toli, sveikoi ayo. An oshem toli is brought from an ayo. Achatos is vadai nekeva. When you mechuyev achatos, you bring a nekeva for achatos. So memele hilkach kimisiyadalei, when he finds out that he was choite, boila suyi nekeva. He can't be yoitze with the ayil he bought before. Achatos has to be a nekeva. The ayil served his purpose as an oshem toli till yediyas achet. But now when he finds out, he has to bring a chatos. So memele, so there Rabbi Talfin understood that two kabbonis have to be brought, one for an oshem toli and one for a chatos. But Rabbi Talfin is asking Rabbi Kiva, but in this case, that you hold that there's a din oshem toli by Hashem Eloi, so here we have a gewaldic eitze, ze sheshneyem min echod, kidiyom ahosom. But here, the osham toli and the osham me'iles both come from an aisle. Shemi min shemei vial hoida, mei vial oi hoida. The same mean that one brings on an Hashem Eilis, he brings for an Hashem Toli, sheze ayo veze ayo. So mamele here, abtafanera meredike kashe. Yovi keren vechoymish. So why does this person have to bring two kobones? What should he do? Let him bring now, when he as yet does not know if he was moyel or he wasn't moyel. So let him bring now Keren V'chaymish. V'yavi Ayil, and he'll bring an Ayil. V'yayma, and he will say as follows. Imvadei ma'alti, if I was moyo, zumi ilosi, the Keren V'chaymish will be for the Tashlumei Me'ila. V'zu Hashomi. Fine. So I took care of my Me'ila. V'im sofik shalai osit sveiki lehivod ali. If it is a sofik, that means I'll never find out if I was moyel or not. Is oshem zayiya oshem toli? So then this oshem should be for an oshem toli. Vehegdi zeh, and the money will be l'nedova. Lechim is yadale, so later when he'll find out, then it is not necessary to bring a second osham. So memele, that was Rab Talfin's Tain and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva, we are bringing an abundance of kobonis over here. I agree with you, there's a din osham toli by Hashem Eloi's, but I do not agree with you with your seder. You're saying, L'chir HaBatlonish is Seder. First he brings an Oshem Toli, and then when he finds out, then he brings another Oshem. You can do everything in one package. Bring one Ayil, and you'll make it tonight. If I'm a Chayiv an Oshem Ilis, it's an Oshem Ilis. If I'm not a Chayiv an Oshem Ilis, it should be an Oshem Toli. And with the money, you'll also make it tonight. If I'm a Chayiv an Oshem Ilis, it should be for, if I was Mael Behegdish, this should be the Keren V'chaymish should be for the Tashlumei Me'ile. If I'm not Mechayev, so it should be an Adova. You don't have to bring two Kabonis. Fine. But now we see a new Chiddush in Naptalfin. Naptalfin, besides saying a practical Eitzer, Naptalfin said a Gevaldike Chiddush. Alme loiboy yidiye betchile ba'oshem vaday koidem avos kapohose. If Rabbi Talfin could make this cheshbin, and Rabbi Talfin could say that a person could bring an oshem and make a tnai, if I am chayiv, Hashem me'ilois, this should be my oshem. What say, if I am chayiv? by a chatos, it says, im hoida loy chatos. You can't make dreidlich. You can only bring a kolben if you know that you are a chayte. How can you say, if I am chay? Zet min doch, that we see that Rav Talfen holds, you do not need a yediyah by the kolben osham. Even though you don't know. If you're chay, it should be an osham. Alme loy boy yediyah betchile ba osham vaadai, koidam avos kaporosoy, dolayis yadalay, ki os... The Vaili doesn't know yet if he's chayev an Osham, and he can still make this for an Osham Vadai. So we see that Rav Talfen holds that an Osham Vadai does not need a Yediyah Mitchil. And if we'll look at the beginning of Rashi, Plukte de Rav Talfen de Rav Kiva he bekrisa, so Rashi in the beginning told us why Rav Kiva did not hold this Iluyish Eitz of Rav Talfen. Rav Talfen is toying al Rabbi Kiva. Why do you have to bring two kolbonis, a batlonish? No, bring one kolbin with a tnai. So Rashi says Rabbi Kiva is chaylik. Rabbi Kiva says, you can't bring now an Oshem Vadai. Because he holds Oshem Vadai by Yediyah Betchila. Just like a chatos, you need a Yediyah. So who had been by an Oshem, you also need a Yediyah. If you need a Yediyah, so Mamela said, I can't say anything now. I can say this should be I can say if I'm chayv an Osham Ilis, this should be an Osham. It can't be an Osham. If you don't know you're chayv, you can't make a Kolben Osham. That's the Svav Rabbi Kiva. So therefore Rabbi Kiva held, you have to go into two steps. The Baal you bring an Osham Toli. If you'll find out, then you can first bring an Osham, and then you can bring a Osham Ilis. So that seems that's how Rashi said, that's how Ula started. Leman da omar oshem vadai loiboy yidiyah betchila. According to the man the omar that holds oshem vadai loiboy yidiyah betchila, who is this man the omar? Rav Talfen. Rabbi Kiva holds oshem vadai boy yidiyah. That is the ivre in Rashi. Before we go further, Rashi asked the kasha, why did Rav Talfen had an Iluyish Einfall? If I suppose two kobonis, you bring, because you have to bring first a Noshem Toli and then a Noshem Vadai, bring one kobon and make a Tanai. So Rashi, yes, so why didn't you do the same thing by a Sofik Chatos? Also say the same thing. So Rashi says, not by a Chatos, you don't have an Eitzah because the Oshem is an ayel, and a chatas is an ekeve. So memela by chatas, you can't do such a thing. Oh, but by an oshem, you can do it. So that's Rashi's kashe, and that's Rashi's teretz. So the Mogen Avrom, Rabbi Kivege brings the Mogen Avrom, and Simen Aleph, Sivkot, and Yod Aleph. He asks a tema on Rashi. Rashi asks the kashe, why, according to Rav Talfen, don't you make the same eitzah by a kolben chatos? So Rashi says, because it's different meaning. The kasha finds sich nicht on, because the whole eitzah of Rav Talfen is only because Oshem Vadai Lei Boi Yediyah. A chatos sicher nicht sei Yediyah. Oi hoi dei lov chatos. The Gemara's going to say later, and I'm based close. Achatas, everyone holds you need ideas. So what could you do by will be the same mean? You can't make a tnai, because since you need a yediyah sachet in order to enable yourself to bring the kolben, if you don't know, you can't make achatas. So the kasha finds sich nishok. This is the Mogen Avrom's kasha and Rashi. In Teich HaDvorim, the Mogen Avrom is choylik and a bach. The Bach says, it's very interesting, in Simen Aleph, it is a Simen perhaps which too many people don't learn. In Simen Aleph, it says that when the person says the Parshis HaKobones, afterwards he should say, Yehirotzein, Omdach HaAvtocha, Nishalma, Forim, Svoseinu, the Rabbi Nishalma accepts our Amire, Kilu, Makev, Kobones. When a person says the parasha of the oilo, yirotzum v'nech kili krafti oilo. So now the Bach says, shlomim zolayna shlomim, kili krafti shlomim. So a person is able to be makrev kabonis bizman hazeh. He said the parsha, let him say yirotz. What about a chatos? So the Bach says, by a chatos, you can't say, kilo krafti chatos, then you're not chayv a chatos. So the Bach says, you should say, yirotz mefonecha, im nischayavti chatos, so zayim merutz mefonecha, kilo krafti chatos. That was the Bach. Frech the Morgan of Rome, you can't say such a thing. A chatos boy yidiyah. You can't say, just like you can't make a chatos with a tnai. If I'm chayv a chatos, should be a chatos. If I'm chayv a chatos, it should be something else. You can make a chatos on a tnai. Why? Because a chatos boy yidiyah betchila. That's a tnai. I hoide lov chatos. You can only bring a kom chatos if you are 100% aware that you're chayv a chatos. So Memele is chaylik. And the Bach that says you should say such a nusach. Such a nusach bechlal is not proper because you can't bring a chatos is not bo, beli yediyas chet. Osham vadai, kol ha-shomo is kruyin osham vadai. What are we speaking about if an osham vadai needs a chet? All ha-shomos are called osham vadai. Chutz mi osham toli shu bo aloi hoida. This, a person brings a Noshem Toli if he doesn't know if he was a Chayte. Vehen Shloyshe, Haboin Al-Chet, these are three Hashem Vadais, Hashem Mi'ilois, Hashem Gzeilois, Hashem Shivcha Chaluk. Now before we go into the Sugye, what Ula said, let us see Taisvus first, and that's really going on this shtickel, Laman the Yoma Hashem Vadai Leiboi Yidiyah Betchila. He says, Ula saying is hostik teire, according to the man, the Oma that holds an Oshem Vadai does not need a Yediyah Betchila in order to bring it. And according to Rashi, who is this man? The Oma, Rab Talfon, and not Rabbi Kiva. Let us see Taisus. Man, the Oma, Oshem Vadai, Leiboy, Yediyah Betchila. Perish bekunteris, dike plukte. This is a debatable statement. Rabbi Kiva, ve Rabbi Talfon, beperik dam shchita bekrisis. So he's saying, according to Rav Tarfon, says Azoy. The lesser. So Taisa says, there's no such palukta. Dot nan hosom. You have to look at the end of the Mishnah. If one looks at the Mishnah is as follows. The Mishnah says as follows. First, Rabbi Kiva says, by a Sofik Me'ila, you bring an Oshem Tolik. The Chomim say, you don't bring an Oshem Tolik. Fine. Later, Rav Tarfon said, by a Sofik Me'ila, you make a Tnai. You take one behemoth, and you say, if I'm chayev or shamila, it should be a vadai. If not, it should be a sofik. So the Mishnah continues, that Rabbi Kiva says, I'm moide to you by a me'ile mu'etes, but I'm not moide to you by me'ile merube. Los nan hosom, the davke be me'ile merube koma Rabbi Kiva shemei vishtei ha-shamis. Mishum de toiv loy sheyavi shtei asomish mishyavi oshem echad v'yasne. Shim loy yevada loy teimi losei nedove. Avo b'me'ile mu'etes moide Rabbi Kiva shemevi oshem echad v'yasne. V'noich loy shite milu metes ala sofik mishyavi shtei asomis. The Gemara says as follows in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Kiva said, what was Rav Talfon's ilu yeshayit? Rav Talfon said, why should you take two kabonis, first an Oshem Toli, then an Oshem Vadai. Take one Oshem and make a Tnai. An Oshem costs two sloim. So he says, take one Oshem and make a Tnai. If I'm Chayiv, if I was Moil Behegdish, it should be my Oshem. If I was not Moil Behegdish, it should be an Oshem Toli. And what do you do with the money? If I'm Chayiv an Oshem, this should be for the Kalim V'chaimish, and not it should be an Adobe. Zot Rabbi Kiva, you know, this is a very good Eitzah, if he was Moil Behegdish, let's say Yaputa. So Mamele, you're 100% right. It's a shot Yiddish Geld. To bring two Ashamais, which each one has to cost two sloy, to invest four sloy, take one Asham, and you're gonna have, let's say, the Karen Vachaymish is a Pruta Vachaymish, that's the whole thing. Take one Asham, two sloy, you make your whole tnai. Listen, if I'm chayev an oshem, it should be an oshem vadai. And this is the prut of a chaymish, that's the keren v'chaymish. And if I'm not going to be an Hashem, it should be an Hashem Toloi. And the Pruta V'chaim, it should be an Adov HaLegdish. That's business talk, Fakel. That's very practical. But he told the Rav Tarfon, listen here, what'll be if he was Moil Behegdish for $1,000? 1,000 Sloim, he was Moil Behegdish. So then your Eitz is very unpractical. So what is he gonna go? He's gonna save 2 Sloim, because the Kolbum costs 2 Sloim. So he's gonna go and take 1 behemoth, and he's gonna say as follows. That if I was Moil Behegdish for $1,000, so this should be my Oshom, and $1,000 is the Keren V'chaimish. If I wasn't Moil, so this will be the Oshom Toli, and I'm giving $1,000 for an Adove. Vostach Megevin HaZelcha Nadove is $1,000 to the base of Migdish. There are more worthwhile causes. Make a Cheshbon, take your 2 Sloim, and make this an Oshom Toli, finished. And later, if you'll find out, if you attack a Moil, then you'll give the Oshem Toli in the $1,000. Good. So then, you lost, Taka. And the tzad you Taka Chayev, you pay 2 Sloim plus $1,000 plus the first time 2 Sloim. But listen, it's a gamble. You might save $1,000 the other way. If you'll never find out, you'll get away with 2 Sloim. Like this, you're giving Mimonishach $1,000. So that's what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Rabbi Kiva is moided to Rav Tarfon b'meila muetes. If the whole thing is a shayla and pennies, so then your cheshbon is zicha, a practical cheshbon. And what we should therefore, you should zicha make a tenai. But if it's a meila merube, so then I wish to disagree with you. It's not practical. It's kedai better misafik. Let him go and make 2 Hashamis. First Hasham Me'ilas, first Hasham Tali, and then Hasham Me'ilas. That's the Gemara. Let's see Nachum Odlosh Nataisis. The Stan Hosam, the Daf Gibim Mila Merube Koma Rabbi Kivi Shemei Vishtei Hashamis. Shem the Toiv Lo Yishov Vishtei Hashamis. Mishiyov Lo Yoshem Echot V'yasne Shem Lo Yivod Eloi. Teimi Lo Sein Nidove. So that's a Gemaldiki gamble. He's giving $1,000 away to Hegdish Ben Nidove. So it's not kedai to do such a thing. Avo b'me'ila mu'etis, the Mishnah says, moide Rabbi Kiva, shemevi o shemechot, v'yasne, v'noich loy, sheyite mila mu'etis, ala sofik, mishiyovi shtei ha-shamis, it's better to give the me'ila mu'etis ala sofik, she bring to ha-shamis. V'kamrinon v'gmorin, the Gemara says, klor midibrei shneyem nilmat, saifam Rabbi Kiva, saifam Rabbi Tarfon, by Milo Matis, everyone is moide, you take 1 aisle and you make it 9, osham vaday loy boy yediye betchila, so the Gemara says, klor, that sai Rabbi Kiva and sai Rabbi Tarfon hold, that an osham vaday does not need a yediye. And it's shreklach, and Rashi says over here, the shayl of Oshem Vaday needs a yediyah, is a machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon. This is mamish a bomba of a kasha that Tosfos has on Rashi. The Magine Shloime wants to emphasize Rashi without all the cheshbonis how he comes to this. That the Beginning Shleima says as follows. In the Mishnah it says, that's the beginning of the Mishnah, Umayde Rabbi Kiva lechachomim she'enoi mevi me'ilosoi ad she'yivod aloi. The Chachomim said, you don't do anything by a sofik. Rabbi Kiva said that you bring a Noshim Tali, but you don't bring a Keren V'chaimish ad she'yivod aloi. So what's pshat? So he's moide to the chachamim. Why is he moide to the chachamim? L'chayre, if he in yisayd holds that you can make a tanai, so you could bring your meila. You could do it right away. What's that? A moide Rabbi Kiva l'chachamim she'enei mevi milosai ad she'yivod alei. So the Magine Shloime explains that Rabbi Kiva in the reish of the Mishnah held that And that's what Rashi brought, that he held that an osham vadai boy yediyeh mitchila. So he said, so when it comes to the keren v'chaymish, you cannot bring it ad sheyevod aloi. Because you only bring a keren v'chaymish when you bring an osham vadai. And as yet you cannot bring an osham vadai because you don't have a yediyeh. So Rabbi Kiva is moizet to the chacham, and without any yediyeh there's nothing but can be done. Legabi the keren v'chaymish, because you can't bring an osham vadai. That is the reish of the Mishnah. Later, Rav Talfin said one can make a tenai, and the Gemara says, "Umayda Rabbi Kiva la Rav Talfin." So the Megillah Shleim explains that later Rabbi Kiva was choizer, and he was made to Rav Talfin that you don't need a yediyah, and he is mamtik a little better. He says as follows: Rabbi Kiva, he brings other Mishnayos which have a similar pattern. Rabbi Kiva in the reish of the Mishnah held that an osham vadai boy yediyeh betchila. He held that way. He heard this from his Rebbe. His Rebbe held that way. In the beginning, he said over what his Rebbe said, and he also held that way. And that is the reish of the Mishnah. Later, Rabbi Kiva heard das Rav Talfin that you don't need a yediyeh betchila, and he was machia like Rav Talfin. But the reisha is Rabbi Kiva b'das Rabbi. So that is what Rashi had meant. Rashi brought down the reisha of the Mishnah, and the reisha of the Mishnah by says Klor Rabbi Kiva holds that you do need a yediyah, because the reisha of the Mishnah says the moide Rabbi Kiva, he's moide sheinei meidi es milosi. Who's he moide to? He's moide legabi the Chacham holds there's nothing what to be brought. He holds you can't bring a Chaymish for Hashem because you can't bring a Kov Mila. Achi Yevod Aloy. Taisves is very interesting. Taisves is Chaylik al Rashi. Taisves does not say, so who is the Tana that holds Hashem Vadai Loiboyi Yediyah? Who is this Tana? Who's the Tana that holds boy yediyah? Sai Rabbi Kiva, Sai Rabbi Talfin hold loy boy yediyah. So the Goyim, Rabbi Kiveger, and the Ramban, they all bring down that the one who holds boy yediyah is a Rabbi Yossi. What is the case of Rabbi Yossi? There's a Rabbi Yossi in Mesechtes Krisus and Avzayinam at Beis that says as follows. Rabbi Yossi is speaking about there were two pieces of meat. One piece was Kodesh and one piece was Chayil. And two people ate up these two pieces. Reuven ate Chaticha Aleph and Shimon ate Chaticha Beis. Now these two people are in hot water. One of them ate Kodesh. So one Tana says, he has a Poshet Eitzah. Let these two people come and bring one Osham. They'll make a Tanai. They'll invest half and half, and they'll make it tonight. They'll say like this. Reuven will say as follows, that if I ate the choyl, so I'm giving my half to you, Shimon. So the whole kolben is yours, and you'll bring your osham. You ate the kodesh, and fakert, if I ate the kodesh, you'll give your half to me. And these two people bring an osham meilois. It's one osham, and with that tonight, it's either Reuven's or Shimon's, and we solve the problem. And Shalom al Yisrael. That's what the Tana, that's what Rab Shimon holds. Rab Yaisi says you cannot bring an Osham al Atnai. So the Rishayim say, what is the Svara of Rab Yaisi? Because Rab Yaisi holds Osham Vadai Boy Yediyah. You can't bring an Osham if I am Chayiv, it should be my Osham. Just like a Chatos needs a Yediyah, so Rabbi Yossi holds an Osham needs a Yediyah. So if an Osham needs a Yediyah, so if you don't know, you can't bring it. Okay, so now we know the vial. So according to Rashi, the Tana that holds Osham Vadi Boy Yediyah is Al Kaponim Rabbi Kiva of the Reish of the Mishnah, as the Megillah Shleim says, was the Rebbe of Rabbi Kiva. And according to Taisvis and the other Rishayim will be Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Kiva Rab Tafan holds Oshem Vadai Loi Boi Yedi. Vim Taima. Now, Taisvus Esa Kashe Rabbi Tafan de Koma Malo Ze Mevi Shtei Ashamis. He's asking, why should one bring two Ashamis? Mashma deitze toive ke mashma lo. So it seems like he's asking Rabbi Kiva, why did you bring two Hashemes? You could do everything but one. Ad Rabbi. In Eitze Toive, so Lachay Rabbi Kiva is gerech. He says, by a Me'ilam Mu'efes, Rabbi Kiva agrees with you. Aber bei Me'ilam Merube, kiven de Me'ilam Merube pligi, im kein Toiv lo ishe yovi shtei Hashemes. Kidome Rabbi Kiva, mishe yovi yoshem echod, mi losei v'yasne ke de frishe, so what's like a pshat in Rabbi Tarfen? Now, what? How do we understand Pshat and Rab Tarfen? The Rab Tarfen says Maluch Olahodi, and he holds you bring one Hashem. That's not a practical answer. You have to be Minad of the Chaimish V'Hashem. That's a big gamble. Yesh Loima Emfer Toisvis. The Rab Tarfen Lav Eitzet Toive Koma. No, Rab Tarfen is not just saying it as practical answer. You can do it with one Hashem. Ela la'ilam eini yaitze midei aveira b'shtei ha'shomeis. Ela sheyovei osham umilosei v'yasna. He can only be yaitze by bringing one osham and being masna. What is pshat and taisvis? Why can you do two ha'shomeis? So the taisvis ha'rosh says, שצריך להוציא מומן של איסר מתחס יודוי מסופק. And the Maram explains very beautifully this Tosfos. Rabbi Tarfen held. What is the din of Osham Toli? The din of Osham Toli is that if I don't know if I'm chayv achatos, I bring an Osham, and the Osham al kaponim helps till I'll find out I'm chayv achatos. So, Rab Tarfen held, that is very good by a chet, like a chilas chaylet. So I have to bring a kom. I can't bring a chatas. I bring a noshem tobi. Fine. The chet of Hashem me'ilois, one does not become niskaper with the osham alone. He has to bring a keren v'chaymish. And nochazach. The osham will not work till he brings the keren v'chaymish. First we take care of the money. Then we'll talk weiter about the kapos. You have to first bring the keren v'chaymish. So Rab Tarfen held an oshem toli. You want to bring an oshem toli? Sure, an oshem, there's a din oshem toli if you don't know. But the oshem toli isn't better than the oshem vadai. Just like by the oshem vadai. If there's no kapora whatsoever. If you did not bring your keren v'chaymish, so the Oshem Toli will not be mechaper also if you didn't bring your Keren B'chaymish. You have to first take care of the Keren B'chaymish. You can't, so in Mele, you can't somebody bring an Oshem Toli alone. The wild Oshem Toli will be mechaper. By Me'ilis, without taking care of the Gzela of the moment, Tachas Yodi, nothing works. So in Mele, so Rab Tarfen told him, this Oshem Toli that you're being makrev without giving the money is an ice cream for the cold. It doesn't work anything, this Oshem Toli. You have to take some emails, it doesn't help anything, it's not mechaper anything. So if I can, bring one Oshem and make it tonight. If I'm chai, if I'm Hashem Me'ilois, is my keren b'chaymish. If I'm not mechai, so it should be on a dovet. So if I can, so if I'll never find out, but I'll kapon him, the keren v'chaymish was taken care of. So the ma'isa, so then the osham could work. The osham could work if you take care of the keren v'chaymish. But if you did not take care of the keren v'chaymish, there's nothing what to talk about. That is the svore of Rab Tarfen. Rab Tarfen lav eitze toive koma, elo lo oilo meini yoitze midei aveire. B'shtei ha'shomis, he won't be yaitzah the way Rabbi Kiva said, b'shtei ha'shomis. Ela sheyovi osham amilos, so you have to bring the money. B'yasne. V'im toima. Fretok toisves, ula Rabbi Kiva. So now we see that Rabbi Kiva holds that you could bring an osham toli without bringing money. Oh! So the Korban works without money. Vaktaisis Rabbi Kiva, mai mei vishtei ha-shomis. Bimerube, Why did Rabbi Kiva say, if there's a lot of money involved, you bring two Hashemes. By Miyute, you say, Oshem Emile. Yavi lo'ilom Oshem Echo. If we see from Rabbi Kiva that an Oshem could work without giving money, so let him bring an Oshem Echot v'yasna. He says, if I'm chayiv an Oshem toli, there should be an Oshem toli. If I'm chayiv an Oshem vadi, there should be an Oshem vadai. The money, let him hold the money in his pocket. When they'll find out that he owes a keren, they'll find that he was male, then he'll pay the money. Because you see, Rabbi Kiva holds that you could be yoitze, afilu, you don't give the money. So Taisa says, no. Rabbi Kiva only holds this by the Kolban of Hashem Toli. The Kolban of Hashem Toli works without money. The Kolban of Hashem Vada, you have to give money. So Mamela, if he's going to make a Tnai, and he wants to say, listen, if I'm Chayim Mila, this should be an Oshem Vada. It can only be an Oshem Vada if you first shell out the money. If you're talking about an Oshem Vada, first the money has to be given. So Mamela, so that's where Rabbi Kiva said, listen, if you have to give money, if Milosei Merubis, Leinzach Nishtzemachan as a gamble, because if you have to give away the money, why should you give away the money? Maybe that was Mayel. By Milosei Muetas, it's kedai to give out the money, not by Milosei Merubis. But that is only, so that is only, that's the Machloikis Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Talfin. If the Kolben Oshem Toloi can work without shelling out the Chaymish Vi Oshem, but the Kolben Oshem Hashem Me'ilois can Zichem not work without first giving the Kerem V'Chaymish. That in Rabbi Talfin holds that even the Oshem Toloi will not work if he did not give out first the Kerem V'Chaymish. That is the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Talfin. Now let us now go into our sugya. So let's start again. Omar Ule. Leman the Omar. According to the man the Omar. The Omar Osham Vadai Loiboy Yediye Betchila. That holds that an Osham Vadai does not need a Yediye Betchila. The Yediye is not Mitnoi Yakobim. You could bring a Kolben Oshem even though you do not know that you're Chayiv an Oshem. You can bring it all at night. So according to this man, the Yoma, who is, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Rav Talfin, according to Rashi Rav Talfin, according to this man, the Yoma, Boal Chomesh Be'ilois B'Shivcha Charufe. If a person was boil 5 times a Shivcha Charufe, a shivcha charufe is a chatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschoyren hamoureses le'eved ivri, which has k'tas dinei ishus on her, but she's not an ishus ish gemure because she's fault a chatzi shivcha. So the din is, the halacha is that if they were bemezid, she gets malkis and the boyel brings a sham shivcha charufe. B'sheikik, he also brings Hashem Shivcha Charufe. So, Boal Chomesh Be'ilois B'Shivcha Charufe. If a person was Boil, Chomesh Be'ilois, and there was a Yediye, Ben Kol Be'ilo U'Be'ile, Einoi Chayev El Achas, he only brings one Kolben. Why? Because Osham Vadai Leiboy Yediye Betchila. That is the Memra of Ula, and now we will see Rashi, and Rashi explains it beautifully. And with this Rashi, we'll get a klokite of the Gemara we had learned of Ayin Aleph on Medbeis. The Machlikis Rab Yechanan Reish Lokish, of Yediyas Machalkis, Hafroshis Machalkis. Here Rashi says the Shlissel of the Sugya. Let us see Rashi. Boal hei be'ilois b'shivcha charufe b'shoigik. He was boil 5 bilois b'shoigik. V'noi daloi ben kol achas v'achas. And there was a yediye ben kol achas v'achas that she is a shivcha charufe. Then he forgot again. It was boil her again. Ein hei chayiv ela achas. Lahochi nokat shivcha chalufa. Why did he speak about a shivcha chalufa? He wants to speak about an osham the loiboy yidia. Why did he jump to a shivcha chalufa? Mishum de mevi kolbin echod ala veiris halbe. Because a shivcha chalufa is a loche that even though there were over many aveiris, you bring one kol. Kedisnam bekrisus. Hey, me vien kolben echod ala veres harbe, and one of them is abola shivcha charufe bies harbe. Now, vechisnan mas nisen. Now the Mishnah says, the nifter be kolben echod, that he could be boiled five times a shivcha charufe, and he can get away with one kolben. So that could be in two cases. Ani mili bemezit, either it was bemezit, Shuhu min ha-meviyam ala meizid kishoigig. The aveir of Shivcha Charufe is noig be-meizid also. Be-meizid you also bring a kom. Dechsiv bikoires tihye. Bikoires tihye chazal darshan bekriye tihye. That means when you give hamalkes, you koire a posik. Umalkes bishoigig leke. V'gabi meizid rabbi kro de nifter bekol benechal bi'es harbi k'diyala fosam. So we learn that even though be meizid he was boiled five times, he brings one comb. V'chol shkein al bi'es shoigig harbi behele mechad. Abadi gibis, there was bi'es shoigig behele mechad, which becholatei rekul ele mechad is a loche of one big chet, that you'll also bring. So there were five bi'es. But what if he was a shaygik and he found out bein bia lebia, he was boila, he didn't know she was a shivcha charufa, then he found out she was a shivcha charufa. So the loch is as follows. So now Rashi makes a cheshbon. Leman de boy yediye betchile ba'oshem vaday. According to the Tan, Ula saying according to Tan, who does not hold you need a yediye betchile. But Rashi is explaining what the chiddush is and what the sugi is speaking about. Leman de yoma. According to Rashi, this is Rabbi Kive. Leman de yoma. According to the man de yoma. Leman de boy yediye betchile ba'oshem vaday. According to the man de yoma that holds. You need a yediyah betchile ba'oshem vaday. Choshev hu. So this yediyah is choshev lechalek lahashomais. This yediyah will bring about a chilek hashomais. Kehavores kapore hamechalekes lo'ise meizit. Just like if a person would be oise b'meizit, he'd be boil an isha once, a shivcha charufe, and he'd bring a kolben, and he'd be boil a second time. There's no shaili ischayiv a second kolben. He brought the kolben on the first bia before the second bia was in existence. He brought the kolben before the second aveira. V'tzorich, so Memele, so Rashi says, is leman de boy yidiyah betchile. So according to the man, the Yomar, that says that in order to become a chuyev akom, you first need a yidiyah. So if there would be a yidiyah, so the yidiyah is choshev, is equivalent to kahavos kapore. Is v'tzorech lohov yokol achas va'achas alibe de Rabbi Yochanan. So there on each bee you'll have to bring a different kolb. Why? Rabbi Yochanan da omar la'el. Rabbi Yochanan, we had learned, said, ba'oichol shnei zeisi chaylev ve'elamechot. If a person ate two zeisi chaylev ve'elamechot, and he's chayev one chatos. V'noi da'loi b'shtei yediyes. And then he found out, he ate Zayis Aleph, 9 o'clock. Zayis Beis, 10 o'clock. 11 o'clock, he found out about Zayis Aleph. 12 o'clock, he found out about Zayis Beis. So Rabbi Yochanan says, you bring two chatois. V'noid aloi b'shtei yediyah, shemei v'chatos al kol achas v'achas. Rabbi Yochanan holds, yediyah is v'chalkois. Sagt Rashi, what's the lomdus of Rabbi Yochanan? We had learned the Gemara, we were learning the Gemara very paradumadik, without understanding the oimek advorim. Here Rashi says the oimek advorim. Tachshiva lei, chilek yediyah, kihilu hevi kolben ben yediyah li yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan held, the minute he became chayev a kolben, that means a person ate one zayis of chaylev, he's not chayev a kolben. He ate another zayis of chaylev, he's not chayev a kolben. He did two chatoim, but he's not chayev a kolben. If he finds out about both behelam echod, so he's chayev now one kolben on both. But if he found out about zayis aleph 11 o'clock, so now he's chayev, now he became a chuyev, a kolben 11 o'clock for zayis aleph. Rabbi Yochanan says, the chiv kolben is equivalent ke ilu hevi kolben. Dachshiva leichilik yediye ke ilu hevi kolben. So memele, so at 11 o'clock he became mechuyiv a kolben, and it's ke ilu hevi yes a kolben. 12 o'clock he found out about Zayis Beis. So now he's mechuyiv now a kolben for Zayis Beis. He can't patter. He can't pater Zayis Beis with the Kolben that it was Ke'ilu Hevi 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock he wasn't Chayim on Zayis Beis. 11 o'clock he was only Chayim on Zayis Aleph, and it was Ke'ilu Hevi Kolben on Zayis Aleph. Is Memele. So according to the Man D'Yoma, that Oshem Vaday Boi Yediyah. So what does that mean, Oshem Vaday Boi Yediyah? It means that the chi of kolben is not chal till you have a yediyah. So memele, hochinami, now let us speak, but he was a shaygik. He was a shaygik. He was boil a shifcha charufa. Is this person chayiv a kolben as yet? No. So now, if he would be, let us make a cheshbon. He'd be boil with one helem 5 times a shivcha charuf. He's not even chayev one kolben yet. He finds out, he'll find out later about the first beer. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, he'll be chayev one kolben. Later he finds about the second beer, he'll be chayev a second kolben. That's yediyas machalkes achar hamais. What will be if he found out bein beer le beer? So it's the same cheshbon. He was boil the shivcha charuf once b'sheikik. Fine. He's not chayav a kolben yet. Now he finds out that he was boyalo. So now he's chayav a kolben. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, yediyos are equivalent ke'ilu hevi kolben. So it's ke'ilu. He was chayav now a kolben. And he brought already a kolben on bi'alav. He makes bi'a base. He'll be mechuyav a different kolben. That is if you hold yediyos that oshem vaday boy yediyos. That means the yediyah is an essential factor to the chiyuv kolben, and before this yediyah, there was no chiyuv kolben. So then you could say, when the yediyah was chal, the yediyah is mechayiv him the kolben, and is kilo hikriv the kolben. But what if you hold osham vaday loiboy yediyah? What if you hold you do not need any yediyas whatsoever? The yediyah is not a machayev, loy marev, loy meirit. He doesn't have to know about it. And if he doesn't know about it, he's also mechuyev a kolben. So the yediyah is loy marev, loy meirit. The yediyah is not moisef a chiyev kolben on him. The yediyah does not create a chiyev kolben. He's mechuyev right away a kolben. If he doesn't know about it, he's mechuyev a kolben. So memele, if it would be noida aloi bein bia lebia, then the yediyah is garnished. Because this yediyah is not accomplishing anything. The yediyah is not creating a chiyuv kolben. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the yediyah is machalkis. If you hold oshem vadai loy boy yediyah, if we'll find out later bein kolben le kolben, tzeichet garnish mit garnish. So he finds out bein bia lebia, tzeichet garnish le garnish. Now let us see in a bein nikashi. Hochinami. So if you hold Hashem vaday boy yediyah, that so comes out the yediyah is the mechayiv of the kolben, and when he becomes mechuyiv it's kilu hevi kolben. Hochinami choshev chilek yediyah is kilu hevi kolben bein biyah lebiyah. That is if you hold Hashem Vadai Boiko. According to Rabbi Yochanan, those Yediyas Machalkes. Vashmein and Ule, so Ule comes to tell us the Laman, the Loi Boi Yediyah Boshem Betchile. But according to the Tana, Abtalfin, that holds that Hashem Vadai Loi Boi Yediyah, Eina Cheshuva Lachalik Bintayim. So that when he became aware, he's Chayiv and Hashem Toli, that's nothing. It's not accomplishing anything. Since this yediyah is not important, it doesn't create and contribute to the chiyuv kolbon. So forget that there won't be a din of chiluk kolbonis. Now how does this come into klal gadol dafayin beza medalef who amish ye? If Oshem Vadi Boy Yediye, what'll be, Mishum de Ravdimi, the Ayre Yalop, Achina, Lomi Pluk, the Rabbi Yechna, Reish Lokish, because we're going to soon have Ravdimi as a member, and the Gemara is going to ask from Rabbi Yechna, Reish Lokish, so that's how the whole Sugya comes in. Maskif lo Rav Hamnuna. Now, perhaps before we see the maskif, let us see Taisvis. Taisvis is explains this sugya. Bo al chomesh beilois beshivcha charufe ein echayiv ela achas. If you hold oshem vadi le boi yediye, so memele, if hilo there was a yediye bein beile le beile, he'll only be chayiv one kol. Aber le man de boy yidiye betchile, ave plukte de rabbi yechnen vreish lokish. De rabbi yechnen kiven shehi yidiye chashuve. Since this yidiye is a very important yidiye, shehi goy remes kapore, that faker to whole chiyuv kapore comes with this yidiye, machalekes, so it's machalek. Then since this brings with it the chiyuv kapore, so we're done, it's ki'ilu hevi kolm. Ki'ilu hevi kapore. Afilu yediyah shel achar habilis. Afilu the yediyah after the bilis. That means he made 5 bilis belam echad. And then later he found out about bila aleph. So the finding out about bila aleph is a yediyah chashuva. It's mechayiv a kolm. So this yediyah is mechalik. So it's ki'ilu yibor a kolm on bila aleph. He didn't bring a kolm on bila beis. Because it was no yediyah b'yeh beis. So memele, so the yediyah is ki'ilu hevi kapore, and b'yeh aleph automatically gets upketeled from b'yeh beis. Is kolshkein yediyah shebein b'yeh lebi'yeh de mechalekes. So madoch, if a yediyah later, all 5 chatoim were done b'lamechot, but yediyah later will be mechalek, and will say you'll have to bring 5 different kapores, so a yediyah shebein biyah lebiyah de mechalkes. Ve Reish Lakish de sava yediyah loy mechalkes. According to Reish Lakish that he holds this lomdis. He only holds afroshes mechalkes. He does not yediyah mechalkes. So according to Reish Lakish de sava yediyah loy mechalkes. Hoche b'shivcha charufi. Afilu yediyah shebein biyah lebiyah ein mechalkes. Afilu de biyah yediyah. Zeichet gonish mit gonish. That is the Ivre in the whole Gemara, that Ula is saying, so the whole Ula is really saying as follows, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds Yediyas Mechalkos, but Yediyas Mechalkos will only be Mechalik if you hold Hashem Vadei Boy Yediyah. If you hold Hashem Vadei Loy Boy Yediyah, there won't be the Niv Yediyas Mechalkos. According to Reish Lakish, there will never be the Niv Yediyas Mechalkos, Bein Biya Lebiya. Frag doch Teusus, Afel gab de Gabi Chelev, Moide Reish Lokish, die Yediye, ishe bein Achille, al Achille Machalkais. Frag doch Teusus, bei Chelev, de Dinne, sicher Yediye is Machalkais. And here the Gemara is saying, a coin to Reish Lokish, the one be din Yediye is Machalkais. So Teusus lay domi, to ho som bishko gitole rachmanis. To ho som bishko gitole rachmanis. There, the whole chiyuv kolbon is toli bishgoge. V'yediyos mechalkos ashgoges. Avo b'shivcha charuf eshemei v'alazodin kishgoge. Ein yediyah cheshuva lechalek. What is Taisvis saying? So the Ritva says pshat and Taisva says follows. A very interesting pshat. The Ritva says, that when a person, let's say 5 zeisim of chaylev, he was a shaygig, he ate 1 zayis. Then later, he found out that he ate that kezayis. So in this matzav now, this matzav of yediyah, he is now a lav bar korban. In this matzav of yediyah, he knows that chaylev is also. So Mamela now, if he would eat now, he's not chayiv a kolb. Now he's a lav bar kolb with the idea, because a mezid doesn't bring a kolb. So later he became a shaygik again. So this is called now a nushgoge, because in between the first halome and the second halome, in between he was a lav bar kolb. He was a mezid in between. He didn't eat anything then, but then, b'shas he had a yediyah, he was a matzav of a lav bar kolben, because then he knew that chaylev is also. So this yediyah is mechalik between the two shkogis. That is davke by chaylev, who only brings a kolben b'shoigik. Ober by shivcha charufe. A shivcha charufe brings b'mezid also. So the yediyah beinayim is loymala loym. The stamos of the yediyah beinayim beina halomis doesn't work. Stamosoi to say that this should be equivalent to the yediyah bein halomis of chaylev, because a mezid is also a bar kolben by shivcha charufe. So therefore, the only reason that we could say one is chayev a kolben, if there was a yediyah, is only according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds, since with the yediyah the chiyuv kolben is chal, so redan is keilu misheyoda doninin keilu hevi kaparosoi. So if it's hevi kaparosoi, so by the second bia you'll have to bring a new kol. That is what Taisvus is saying. Aval amandoloi bo yediyah betchila for Rabbi Yochanan moide. Kiven shen yedi gerem es kapod, lech shiva lechalak vil ben biya lebiya, kol shken acha kol amaisa. That is what Aces, the Nachma, v'shiv chagruf ishe maybe al zodn shishkog en yedi chshuva lechalak. Aval aman de loy boy yedi betchile, af he hold yon yedi yedi betchile by Osham, vil rabbi yoichan em moide, kiven shen yedi gerem es kapod, since the yedi is not yedi chshuva, it's not gerem kapod, am chuyiv a kol bun afilo without yedi. So this yediyah does not have any cheshivis, and you don't say yediyah is mechalkes. The imtayma, frak Taisvus. So Taisvus asks a very interesting kasha. The Gemara, in other words, is saying as follows. If the yediyah contributes, creates the chiyuv kolben, so then, the yediyah after the chet, with dan, is ke'ilu hikriv kolben, and ke'ilu hevi kapore, and it's mechalik between bia lebia. If I don't need this yediyah to bring the kolben, so mele this is not a yediyah chashuve, so then there's no din of yediyahs mechalkes. So Taisva says, ha niche, this pilpul, if the yediyah is a yediyah chashuva or not, that would be a very nice pilpul, iike osham toli b'shivcha charufa. If by shivcha charufa there would be also a din of an osham toli, osi shape leman deloy boy yediyah, de ene chai vela acha, sheine yediyah geremes kapore, sheyocha lehovi osham alahasneis kemoi bemila. Avali lesbu washim toli, dolei ashkrim bishim mokim bishiv charuf washim toli. Amayini chayev ala achas lechayev shtayim dechotzorich yediyah achas lechol apochais, dim loy noida loy loy hoye yochi lohovi shum kolm. Vreyoise yediyah geremes kapore. Taisvus asks a very gishmake kash. Taisvus asks as follows. Afilu you hold that osham vadai loy boy yediyah. So let us be megashim dinya. A person was boil a shivcha charufe. Let's talk noch besser. there were two nashim over here. One was a shivcha chalufa, one was not a shivcha chalufa. He was boil one of the two. He doesn't know which one he was boil. So now we come over to this person and we tell him, you know, one of these two nashim was a shivcha chalufa. So now if you hold osham vadai loy boy yidi, you don't need a yidi. So can this person bring a kolben mimonavshach? What will he say? He'll say like this. If she was a shivcha charufe, there should be an asham shivcha charufe. Well, that's good. If oshem vadai leiboy yidi, you could say that. But let's go further. What are you going to say further? And if she's not a shivcha, what's going to be? You have nothing what to say. So if there would be a din of oshem toloi by shivcha charufe, so you could say, if not, it'll be an oshem toloi. But lemaisa taisa said, we don't find anywhere in Shas that there is a din oshem toloi by asham shivcha charufe. We only find by chatois and by asham meilis is a machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim that has a drosha. But all other places there's no such din. That means there's no such din of an oshem toloi by asham shivcha charufe. So now, so Tosfos says, how can one say that the yediyah by asham shivcha charufe is unimportant? You could bring a kolben without a yediyah. How could you say such a statement? If he was boiled, it was a boiled achas mishtei noshim, and one was a shivcha charufe, he can only bring a kolben if he knows klo she was a shivcha charufe. If he doesn't know klo that she's a shivcha charufe, he can't bring a kolben. Not because oshem vadai boy yidiyah. Afil oshem vadai loy boy yidiyah. Still can't bring an oshem. Because there's another tzad. And on the tzad she's not a shivcha. He can't bring this kolben. It's chulul azore. So it comes out the yidiyah is essential by asham shivche afilu asham vadai loy boy yidiyah. So the Gemara doesn't say that. Ula said, if Oshem vadai loy boy yidiyah, the yidiyah is not important. So mamele don't say yidiyah is mechalkes. Frek toch taisus, yidiyah is very important and essential. Because without knowing bevadai that yechayiv an Oshem shivcha charuva, you can't bring a kolben. So what is pshat in the Gemara? V'yesh loyma, emfer toisvis, ta'afilu ein oshem toli b'shivcha charufa, yochil lohovi oshem al tnai. Ay, what kind of tnai could you make? Ula hasnis b'shlomim. I'll say as follows. If she's a shivcha charufa, this is an oshem shivcha charufa. If she's not a shivcha charufa, so this will be a shlomim. What's wrong with a shlomim? A shlomim, you have the same matonis. And Faltik, so Mamela could bring a kol. I Tosfos says, you can't make such a tnai. You know why? Because it's Shalom Mavin Kochim Lebeis Apsul. That means if you're making this for a shlomim, if there's a tzad, how long are you going to eat this kol? There's a sofik. Maybe it's an osham, maybe it's a shlomim. An osham is nechal yom v'layla. A shlomim is nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. So Mamela, if you're going to make this a shlomim, you're maybe as a kochim lebeis apsul. That means you're going to be goyrim that the shlomim will only be can only have a zman achila of a day and a night. Ein mevim as a kochim lebeis apsul. So Tosfos says, afilu leman diyoma mevim kochim lebeis apsul. The hashtim emayit le mechilosa. So lecheire yiduni yiridiye. Mikomokim lechoshev goyrim kapore. It is not called it's not called that the yediyah is goyrim kapore. Kiven dim ovar vehisne masha osi osi. That means even though this is not a proper thing to do, but what would be if he would do it? If he doesn't know the ischayiv an osham, and he'll make this night, either it'll be an osham or be a shlomo. What happens now? Now yizich makrivit. What can you do? It's over with. It's done with. This behem is either an osham or a shlomo, so you have to take care of it. So we see that one could bring the kolben even though he does not have a yediyah. Is memele. So that is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is saying if you hold asham vadai leboy yediyah, So then, afilo according to Rabbi Yochanan, there won't be a dinner of Yedias Mechalkes.